哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣看顾我们大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Give thanks to the Lord for guiding us and protect us in the past week。
晚上我们一起聚会敬拜神。
So that tonight we can all gather in here to worship Him。
跟大家来分享哥罗西书里面的教训。
And tonight we would like to share the teachings in the book of Colossians。
哥罗西书是保罗在监狱里面所写的书信。
Book of Colossians was written by Apostle Paul when he was in prison.
可能是在写以弗所书之后不久的时间。
Most likely he wrote this not long after he wrote the Book of Ephesians.
那个时候提摩太还跟他在一起。
At that time, Timothy was with him.
因为有从哥罗西来的以巴佛啊，去探望他。
Because there was a member named Epaphras, who visited Apostle Paul from the church of Colossae.
将哥罗西教会、老底嘉教会的状况告诉保罗。
And he made a report about the church in Laodicea and the church in Colossae to Apostle Paul.
也提到当时在哥罗西、老底嘉地区啊，有异端在兴起。
And he also informed Apostle Paul about the heresies in the area of Colossae and Laodicea.
这一些异端邪说啊，不承认耶稣是道成了肉身来的。
According to the heresy, they refused to believe that Jesus Christ was God in human form.
也就是说，否定了耶稣的神性。
Which means that they denied the divine essence of Jesus Christ.
所以他们引进说，天使呢比耶稣还要更高级。
Therefore, according to the heresy, they believe that angel is a higher level of form than Jesus Christ.
所以他们的主张要敬拜天使。
And according to them, that they want to worship angel.
那么这种学说呢，正在那里盛行。
And the heresy was spread.Rather quickly in that area.
所以保罗知道之后啊，他就写了这一封书信。
After Apostle Paul learned about the heresy, he wrote this. He wrote the book of Colossians to them.
要坚固教会的信心。
He wrote this letter to strengthen their faith.
也要让他们知道基督的奥秘。
At the same time, to teach them about the mystery of Christ.
要让每一个信徒啊，在基督里面。生根建造，信心坚固。
So that every member can be rooted, in faith and in truth.
这个是保罗写这一封书信的目的。
This is the reason Apostle Paul wrote this letter.
那保罗在了解哥罗西教会、老底嘉教会的情况之后。
After Apostle Paul learned about the current condition of church in Colossae and Laodicea,
首先呢，就是不住地为他们祷告。
The first thing he did is to pray for them continuously.
我们现在看哥罗西书第一章。
The book of Colossians chapter 1.
所以一开始他就为哥罗西教会祷告。
In the beginning, he started this letter with his prayer.
我们先看第一章的第八节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 8.
所以把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。因此呢，我们自从听见的日子，
verse 9.
也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。从这里让我们知道，以巴弗把哥罗西教会的状况告诉保罗之后，
that from this verse we learned that after Epaphras told Apostle Paul about the church,
保罗跟提摩太他们呢就不住的为哥罗西教会众圣徒祷告祈求。
Paul and Timothy continue to pray for the church and the members in these two areas.
让我们知道保罗很关心众教会。
He shows us how much care.How much Apostle Paul care about all the churches?
虽然哥罗西教会、老底嘉教会不是保罗直接去建立的
，Colossian Church and Laodicea Church were not established by Paul personally.
但是他一样是基督的身体。
But these two churches they are still the part of the body of Christ.
保罗同样的关心他们。
That Apostle Paul showed the same care.
所以他写了这一封的书信。
As the result, he wrote this letter to them.
那这封书信里头啊。
And in this letter,
主要的他要阐明基督的奥秘。
Basically, Apostle Paul tried to illustrate the mystery of Jesus Christ.
基督是一切的元首。
That Christ is the head of all things.
跟以弗所书所说的教会是基督的身体。
And in the book of Ephesians says that church is the body of Christ.
那么哥罗西书啊，就强调说，基督是教会的元首。
The book of Colossians emphasizes that Christ Jesus is the head of the church.
他是超越一切的。
He transcends and surpasses all things.
这个就是针对了那一些异端邪说。
And he mentioned this against to fight against the heresy.
我们先看这个第二章的第二章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2.
第二章第二节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
第二节说要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以至于丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。第三节
Verse 3.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。第四节
Verse 4.
我说这话免得有人用花言巧语迷惑了你们。保罗虽然说他的身子虽然与他们相离，但是心呢跟他们同在。
Apostle Paul said that for though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit.
他已经知道那一些花言巧语迷惑人的所说的是什么。
And he understood all the teachings of the five words. And the content of their argument.
所以他要针对他们那些迷惑人的的错误用把基督的奥秘来告诉他们。
Therefore, he wrote this letter, targeting the heresies, and try to illustrate God's mystery to all the believers.
让哥林西教会他们的信心能够在基督里面生根建造。信心坚固
so that the members in the church of Colossae that they can be rooted in faith and be built in their belief.
好，感谢神。
Thank God.
接下来我们来看第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
第一章第一段这个信守的问候的话跟以弗所书是一样的。
That in the beginning of the book Colossians, they have the same greeting as that of Ephesians.
好，那么从第三节开始
，start from verse 3
到第十四节
，verse 3 to verse 14
这个是保罗为教会的向神感谢、祷告和祈求。
This is Apostle Paul's prayer and thanksgiving to God for the sake of the church.
那他所听到的消息
，and what he had heard and what he had learned，
哥罗西教会的状况。
And all the condition that he learned about the church of Colossae.
我们从第三节看。
It was recorded start from verse 3.
说我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
That we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you.
因为听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints.
他说在基督耶稣里面的信心。
Here says the faith in Christ Jesus.
我们要是思想这一句话。
If we meditate upon this sentence.
有时候我们的信心呢可能是不是在基督里面的信心。
Sometimes we do have faith that's not in Christ Jesus.
可能是出于人我们自己的那一种意志力。
That,
那种决心
that might be originate from our own determination or our own zeal.
我们的信心要在耶稣基督里面的信心
But here says our faith must be in Christ Jesus.
也就是说，我们完全对主耶稣有完全的信心。
Which means that we must fully trust in Lord Jesus.
这种信心让我们住在基督里面。
And because of this faith, we can live in Christ.
这种信心让我们与主有份。
And we can have part with Christ.
在基督耶稣里面就是与主有份。
In Christ Jesus means that we take part in Christ.
主耶稣爱我们爱到底。
Jesus Christ loves us to the end.
我们永远相信他。
Therefore, we must believe him to the end.
永远住在基督里面。
We shall always live in Christ.
好，所以这种信心让我们永远住在基督里。
And because of this faith that we can dwell in Christ forever.
然后呢，说向众圣徒的爱心。
And in here says the love that we show to all the saints.
这个是主耶稣的吩咐。
This is the entrustment of Jesus Christ.
给在基督里面的众圣徒的一条新的命令。
This is a new commandment that Jesus gave to all the believers.
可见他们是遵守这个命令。
And from this, we know that they have followed this commandment.
那第五节告诉我们。
Verse 5.
是意味了那给你们存在天上的盼望。
That we do all this because of the hope.That is stored up for you in heaven.
因为有这个盼望，
and because we have this hope,
所以呢就有这个啊，能够持守这个信心。
Because we have the hope, therefore we can keep our faith.
能够遵守主耶稣的命令。
We have the strength to follow His commands.
因为有一个共同的盼望。
Because we have a mutual hope.
好像以弗所书里面说的，说我们蒙召同有一个指望。
As indicated in Book of Ephesians, that when we are called, we have one common goal.
所以盼望很重要。
It is very important to have hope.
好，在哥罗西书里面也特别会提到这一方面。
And the Book of Colossians also emphasizes on hope.
所以今天呢，我们很重要，每一个弟兄姐妹心中的盼望应该是一样的。
Today it is very important that we must have the same hope.
大家要有同样的心智。
We must have the same heart.
因为有同样的盼望。
Because we all have the same hope.
信心的目标是相同。
That we have the same goals in our faith.
道路就相同。
Then we will have the same path.
这样我们要成为一个身体。大家同心合一来侍奉神就容易了。
That because we have the same hope, it becomes easy for us to unite into one body.
如果把这个共同的盼望拿掉了，
If we take away our common goal,
那就很难了。
It becomes very difficult.
我们每个人在地上的这些事情都不一样，环境都不一样。我们所需要需求的都不一样。
Because we all have different background, we have different need in this world.
那有什么事，有什么东西呀？可以让我们连接在一起，大家一起来。
So what can connect all of us into one?
没有什么。
There's nothing else that can connect us.
很困难的。
It's very difficult.
如果有这个共同的指望，
But if we all share the same goal, the common hope,
我们的心马上就一起了。
Then we can have a heart of unity.
目标相同，道路相同。
We have the same goal and the same way.
这个是很重要。
It is very important.
所以他们的信心，他们的爱心，就是因为有这个共同的天上的盼望。
Because they all have the same hope in heaven, therefore they have this faith and love.
所以有所说啊，保罗一开始就说啊，感谢天父，在耶稣基督里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
That in the beginning of the book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul gave thanks to the Lord because we all shared the same hope for the grace in heaven.
那这里说存在天上的盼望一样的意思。
That the thing here says we have the hope that's bestowed in heaven.
那这个盼望从哪里来？
Where do we get this hope?
就是在真理的道上所听见的。
That we have learned from the truth.
以弗所书第一章十三节说，你们既然听见真理的道。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 said that you have heard the word of the truth.
就是那叫你们得救的福音。
Which is the gospel that shall save you.
相信了耶稣基督。
And through that you have believed in Jesus.
就领受所应许的圣灵为印记。
Then you shall receive the promised Holy Spirit as a seal.
所以这个盼望就很活泼。
And because of this,Our hope is very active.
而这个盼望就很实在。
It's very solid.
因此我们的心就会因为圣灵给我们的这样的盼望的凭据 连接在一起。
And because of the evidence, of our hope, we can all be united into one.
啊，保罗说这个福音呢、啊，也传遍普天之下。
And Apostle Paul said the same gospel shall be spread to the entire world.
是结果一直增长。
And this gospel will bear fruits and prosper.
当时这个福音呢、啊，在外邦的地方，啊，一直在兴旺当中。
At that time, the gospel was spread in the land of Gentile.
啊，说如同在你们中间一样。
So then here says, just it was growth and prospered, just like it was among you.
特别提到啊，因为这个是一个提醒。保罗写信都有用意的，提醒他们。
And here, this Apostle Paul also reminded them.
要将起初所听见的。
That you have to remember what you have first heard.
啊，死守到底。
That you have to keep what you have learned to the end.
所以说，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
That since you have heard about the word of truth.
所以这个道是永远不改变的。
That this truth shall never change.
这个道是真实的。
This truth, this word is genuine.
他们听到了这个福音，真知道神恩惠的日子。
That the day that you have heard the truth, then you have received the truth.
就是在耶稣基督里面所领受的恩典。
Which is the grace that you have received in Christ Jesus.
这个保罗要让他们知道。就起初的信心要坚守。
Apostle Paul encouraged them to maintain the faith that they have first received.
那再提到这个第七节。
In verse 7.
就提到说正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的。
In verse 7, you learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant.
从这句话让我们知道这个以巴弗啊是在哥罗西教会啊，以及老底教教会在牧养教会的人。
From this we learn that this person Epaphras, he was the faithful ministers in Laodicea and in Colosse.
所以他一直在教导他们这些真理。
And he was teaching the members there about the truth.
他说他为你们做了基督忠心的执事。
And here says for your sake he becomes a faithful minister of Christ.
他做基督的仆人，在服侍哥罗西教会、老底嘉教会。
That he was the servant of Christ to serve the church of Colosse and Laodicea.
那他现在呢，到保罗这边来，把他们的状况告诉保罗。
And now he came and visited Apostle Paul and informed Apostle Paul about their current condition.
在第八节特别提到说，因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
And in verse 8, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit?
圣灵啊所存的爱心。
Here says the love in the Spirit.
哦，这个爱心是从哪里来的？
Where did they receive this love?
会值得感谢，值得啊高兴。
Such a love that's worthy of praise and worthy of thanksgiving.
是因为有这样的爱心。
And to be thankful for having such a love.
罗马书第五章第五节说
Romans chapter 5 verse 5
神借着圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们心里
Through Holy Spirit God poured down his love inside of us
这个目的是什么
What is the purpose
让我们心里头有神的爱
The purpose is so that we haveThe love of God in us.
这种爱，你就会去爱众弟兄姐妹。
And because of this love, you will show this love to your fellow brothers and
sisters. 如果没有这种爱
，If you do not have the love from God,
我没有办法爱弟兄姐妹。
Then you will not be able to love the other brothers and sisters.
也不知道要怎么样去爱他们。
And you wouldn't even know how to love them properly.
当你被这种爱浇灌
，Now when you receive the downpouring of this love,
你自然就知道了。
Then naturally you will know how to love.
你很容易就会做出来了。
Easily you can practice this love.
这个是最值得感谢的。
And this is something that we shall give thanks for.
今天我们就需要这种爱。
Today this is the love that we need to have.
因为这个时代是人的爱心呢渐渐冷淡的时候。
Because in this generation people's love start to grow cold.
那这个时候如果我们没有被神圣从圣灵来的这种爱浇灌呢，那我们会受影响。
And if we do not have this downpouring of God's love in us, we might be affected by the society.
所以保罗听到这个信息之后啊，哇，马上就不住地为他们祷告祈求。
After Apostle Paul learned about these two churches, he continuously prayed and interceded for them.
现在他们信心有了，爱心有了，盼望有了。
Now they do have faith, they have love, and they have hope.
现在需要什么？
What else do they need?
要怎么让他们这信心、爱心、盼望更加的坚固成长？
Now the next step is how to strengthen their faith, their love, and their hope so that they can be stronger.
这个是保罗祷告的目标。
And this is the direction of his prayer.
所以他不住地为他们祷告祈求。
That he pray for them continuously.
现在很重要的就是要有属灵的智慧。
That is very important for them to acquire spiritual wisdom.
好，明白神的旨意。
So that they can comprehend God's will.
信心在神的旨意上面。
So that their faith can be built upon God's will.
爱心也在神的旨意上面。
Same as their love.
这样的话，好，就会更加增长，更加坚固。
By doing so, they can grow stronger and be prosper.
更加有力量。
Then they will receive strength.
对，我们看他的祷告。
Now let's look at his prayer.
So, 因此自从听见的日子，就为你们不住地祷告祈求。
In verse 9 says, For this reason, since the day that we heard about you,
愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
We have not stopped praying for you and ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这个也是今天我们要不住的祷告祈求的。
And this is also the reason we shall pray to God continuously.
不是一次祷告，两次祷告。
It's not just one or two prayer.
是不住的祷告。
But pray all the time.
像雅各书说第一章第五节说的。
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5,
我们要求智慧。
We must pray for wisdom.
这是天父最高兴的。
Because this prayer will please God the most.
他不会斥责我们的。
And he will never rebuke us.
因为要有智慧才能明白神的旨意。
Because we need the spiritual wisdom to understand God's will.
不要说我们有信心、有热心，但是呢，缺少这种智慧，那就不好了。
That it won't be so good if we have the zeal, we have the faith, but we do not have the genuine understanding.
那现在我们有爱心，被感动，有爱心，但是呢，缺少这种智慧，那爱心缺少知识见识的话，会弄错了。
That if we have the love and zeal, but we do not have the genuine understanding, we might go to the wrong direction.
所以当我们有信心、有爱心的时候，我们要加上这个更重要的有。属灵的智慧，明白神的旨意。
Therefore, when we have faith and love, we also need to receive the spiritual wisdom so we can comprehend God's will.
那这里说是在一切的属灵的智慧。
That in here says in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
还有悟性上。
That we have the understanding.
在属灵的里头说不出来的。这个灵里头是说不出来的。
That there are many things in spirit that cannot be expressed.
那么现在呢，可以说出来了。
But now we have the ability to express.
就悟性上了。
Is we can express through our understanding.
还存留在属灵上是说不出来的。
That whatever remains in spirit, we might not be able to express.
好像你圣灵的祷告听不懂啊。
For example, when we pray in tongue, we do not understand.
可是现在听懂了。
But now we can understand.
这个就是属灵的智慧悟性上。
That's what we mean by spiritual wisdom and understanding.
满心知道神的旨意。
In all things, we come to understand God's will.
当我们祷告被圣灵充满的时候
，In our prayer, when we are filled by God's Holy Spirit,
圣灵感动我要爱主。
When we are moved by the Holy Spirit, that we know we must love God.
我要热心来服侍主。
We must serve Him zealously.
那要做什么？
What shall we do?
不知道啊。
But we do not know what to do.
就是有一股热心而已。
We have the zeal to serve him.
接下来在悟性上你就知道神的旨意了。
But next, if we have the understanding, we will know the work that's bestowed for us.
主耶稣要我做什么？
We then learned what Jesus wants us to do.
好像保罗对主耶稣所问的。
As Apostle Paul asked Jesus Christ.
主啊，我当做什么？
Lord, what should I do?
他知道他要为主了，他要为主。
He knew that he needed to do something for Christ because his life belongs to Christ.
那要怎么做?
But what's the next step?
主啊，我当做什么？
Then he asked God, Lord, what should I do?
主耶稣说，你当做有人告诉你。
The Lord said to him that whatever you shall do, someone will come and tell you.
他就明白了。
Then he understood.
所以这个圣灵啊，在我们里头。
Holy Spirit resides in our heart.
他赐给我们这种智慧的灵，他让我们有智慧。
And Holy Spirit grant us the understanding.
能够明白神的旨意。
So that we can understand God's will.
知道神要我做什么。
We will learn what God wants us to do.
所以在悟性上明白之后呢, 满心知道了, 那个时候心里头充满着, 我知道神要做什么。
When we have the spiritual understanding, we will know what God wants us to do.
那就是像保罗在罗马书12章所说的。
In Romans chapter 12,
我们就可以查验到什么是神纯善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
In Romans chapter 12, Apostle Paul says, then we can understand what is the genuine will of God.
那我们所做的一切都是善良的。
That everything we do will be pure.
所以对得起主。
So that we will not be lacked.
所做的一切都是纯全神所喜悦的。
Everything that we do will be pure and in accordance to His will.
所以凡事都蒙他喜悦。
That everything that we do will please Him.
在一切的善事上就多结果子了。
So that we can bear fruits in all good deeds.
因为成就了神的旨意。
Because then we will be able to fulfill God's will.
这个就是我们要祷告。
This is the way that we shall pray.
我在服侍主的上面。
During my ministry in serving the Lord.
圣灵感动我。
Holy Spirit move me constantly.
他要我献上自己。
That the Holy Spirit move me to offer myself.
我只说主，我愿意。
And I say to the Lord, Yes, Lord, I'm willing.
你什么时候要我走，我就走。
Whatever you want to take me away, that I will go.
但是你要让我知道。
But you have to let me know.
我只有这样要求。
This is my only request.
所以到时候到，他真的让我知道。
That when time is up, when God wants me to come out as a full-time minister, he told me.
我就走了。
Then I took the path.
那走了之后，你要做什么？
Then the next thing is, I try to find out
what God
wants me to do.
但是，我要做什么？
As a full-time minister, what is the work that God wants me to do?
好像彼得跟 保罗同样去做使徒啊。
Apostle Peter and Paul, they both were apostles.
那彼得做什么？
But what is the work of Peter?
做犹太人的使徒。
He was the apostle for the Jews.
保罗做谁？
But how about Paul?
同样一个圣灵。
They have the same Holy Spirit.
感动彼得做犹太人的使徒。
The Holy Spirit that moved Peter to be the apostle of Jews.
感动保罗做外邦人的使徒。
The same spirit moved Paul to be the apostle of Gentiles.
所以保罗他就很清楚了。
Therefore, Paul understood clearly.
这样所做的就蒙主的喜悦。
And everything that he did is in accordance to God's will.
所以我们今天呢，要为这个祷告。
Today, we must pray for this.
这样的话，我们每一个弟兄姐妹所做的一切都对得起主，而且呢，得到主的喜悦。 成全神的美，结出更多的果子来。So
that everything that we do will please God and glorify His name and bear more fruits.
这样我们就渐渐的多知道神了。By
doing so, we will come to understand God more.
所以我常常说啊，你要认识神、知道神呢，不是去研究什么东西。
Very often I share to the brothers and sisters, when we try to know God, we do not get to know God by studying Him.
不可能研究神学会认识神的，不可能。
Study theology will not help you to understand God more.
要渐渐的多认识神，只有这条路。But
to understand God more, this is the only way.
像保罗一样，不住的祷告。As
Apostle Paul, to pray continuously.
那就是能够。 满心知道神的旨意。
Only through prayer you can fully understand God's will.
遵行神的旨意。
And you can follow His will.
你就越来越认识神了。
Then gradually you will know Him more.
那你越认识神的时候，你就越像神了。
As you know Him more, you will be more like Him.
然后呢，第11节说。
Verse 11.
说要照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力。
Verse 11, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance.
我们在基督里面呢，不但要恩上加恩。
And here says that we must receive grace upon grace.
我们还要追求力上加力。
But furthermore, we must receive strength upon strength.
那这个力上开始的力量，我们会领受到圣灵的能力。
At the first, we will receive the power of Holy Spirit.
但是这种圣灵的能力呢，可能是很表面的。
But the power that we receive might be superficial or only on the surface.
这种力量啊，是有限的。
And this kind of power is limited.
现在这种力量要力上加力。
Now you have to receive strength upon strength.
那这种力量是从内在的。
The power only comes within.
那这个力量就很强了。
And if you have the inner strength, it becomes very powerful.
好像有些人练功啊，你练肌肉的功啊，那个力量是有限的。
And those people who practice martial arts, some of them only build on muscle strength.
如果你练内功啊，哇，那就很厉害。
And but there are different types that they train chi in your body.
他不要用力啊，你就倒了。
They might do some very slow movement, but it would emit a very strong power.
他不用碰到你的身体，你就会倒。哇，这个很厉害。
Perhaps they don't even have to touch your body that you will fly away.
那我们这个功是连功啊，厉害。
And the martial art that we are learning is the spiritual workmanship.
那这种灵功从哪里来啊？就是荣耀的全能，神荣耀的全能。
And we receive this power only through God's glory.
这种全能在哪里？
Where is this power of God's glory?
就在圣灵里头。
We can only find it in the Holy Spirit.
那你要练啊，你不练的话，它这个都不会动啊。
But of course, you must practice.
所以每天要练这个灵功。
So that every day you have to practice.
被圣灵充满
that you can be filled by the Holy Spirit
放胆讲论神的道
to have the courage and speak God's words boldly、
这个胆是神的胆
and this is the courage from God
所以有些人很胆哦，你给天借胆天就是神嘛
and,
没有错、
that's why there are people common to Christian as that they borrow the courage from God
什么都不怕因为有天的胆在这里、
that if we have God's courage we will fear nothing
那你要练到有这样你内功也练成，你才有这个胆啊。
But of course, it takes a lot of practice.
力上加力。
You have to receive strength upon strength.
那这会表现出什么
？Then after you receive the strength, how does it manifest?
非常的柔，温柔又谦卑，那种力量就出来了。
That after you show your humbleness and meekness, then you can see the inner strength.
所以有时候说练那种，有时候人家打太极这样，好像都没有用力、啊。
And we see that there are people who practice Tai Chi.
可是呢，他会一直流汗，为什么？里面在动，外面没有在动。
Even their movement is rather slow, but you can see that they sweat really, they sweat a lot.
所以这样力上加力啊，在凡事上欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
That we shall receive strength upon strength in all things we endure and be patient.
这个是最难的。
This is the most difficult.
忍耐的功夫要忍耐到底，这个忍耐是很不容易的。
The work of patience is very difficult.
是痛苦的事情。
It's very painful.
那要宽容也是一样。
And we must be forgiven. This is not easy.
但是呢，现在啊，不但可以忍耐，不但可以宽容，而且是欢欢喜喜的。
But now, not only we have the endurance and patience, but we do it joyfully.
开始啊，神的爱。
That in the beginning we have the love of Christ.
让我们可以忍耐，也可以宽容。
Because of His love, we can endure and we can be patient.
但是呢，不高兴，高兴不起来。
But even we have the endurance and patience, we might not be joyful.
好，勉强，咬住，忍耐。
That we gnashing our teeth and force ourselves to endure.
现在看我为什么这样，脸不好看呢？
That people look at you and they can see that your face is struggling.
现在一忍耐。高兴起来，哇，这个不得了啊！
But once you are filled by the Spirit, even in time of endurance, you are still happy.
所以今天我们就要祈求这个。
Today we must pray for this.
欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
We must endure and be patient with joy.
信心跟爱心就更充足了。
Then we can be filled with love and with love and faith.
欢欢喜喜的忍耐，像保罗受那么多苦，他就欢喜。
Like Apostle Paul, who suffered so much for the sake of gospel, but he still feel the joy.
怀乱时期的宽容,
that he forgive and endure joyfully.
哇，这个就是真正的基督的爱。
And through him, he demonstrated the true love of Christ. And this is the prayer of Apostle Paul.
今天我们是要不住地这样祷告。
Today, we must pray continuously in the same way.
让我们能达到这样的目标。
So that one day, we can reach this goal.
然后最后就是感谢。
At the end, he gave thanks.
我们看12节。
Verse 12.
说要感谢父, 叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. We have received the Holy Spirit, the evidence of the inheritance. So we shall praise Him and give thanks to Him continuously.
我最担心的就是说，圣灵如果跑掉，那就比死还可怕了。
What worries me the most is one day if a Holy Spirit leave me.
只要圣灵还在，就满心感谢。That
as long as I have the Holy Spirit, I cannot thank God enough.
无助的感谢。We
should thank Him unceasingly.
13节。13.
他救我们脱离黑暗的权势。Verse 13. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
这个不要忘记。
We shall never forget about this.
不断地感谢,
we shall praise Him continuously.
以弗所书说, 你们不要忘记, 你们要纪念你们以前没有盼望的人。
In the book of Ephesians, it told us that we shall remember the old days that we did not have any hope.
保罗这个人很聪明。
And Apostle Paul, he was a smart person.
他不管到哪里去, 他都会说, 我是一个罪人, 我是罪魁。
That wherever he goes, he will proclaim that he was the chief sinner.
今天主耶稣这样爱我。
But even me, Jesus Christ loved me so much.
他向人做见证, 也是在提醒自己。
So every time when he testified to others, he reminded himself at the same time.
他没有忘记。
He never forgot.
所以他说, 我是不配的。
So he said that I am unworthy.
我比众生徒中最小还要小, 因为他是罪魁。
He feel that since he was such a sinner, he was less than the least of all the apostles.
我们也是要这样子。
We must have the same mentality.
人就会满心感谢,
so that you will give thanks to God.
不住地向神献上我们的感谢,
that you will offer the praise of thanksgiving to God all the time.
啊, 从这个黑暗的权势里头啊, 撒旦的权势要把我们救出来, 进入迁道, 移民道, 光明的国度, 就是爱子的国度, 主耶稣的国度。
Because he has saved us from the dominion of Satan and immigrated us into the kingdom of light.
爱子的国度,
the kingdom of the beloved son.
为什么用爱子这句话?
Why do we use the word beloved son?
保罗都很喜欢用这句话。
Apostle Paul likes to use this phrase.
耶稣基督是神的爱子。
Jesus Christ is the son that God loves.
那今天我们在耶稣基督里面,
today we are within Christ Jesus.
我们就是神的爱子。
Then we are also the beloved son of God.
今天我们在他的国度里面,
so that today we can't we can live in His kingdom.
14节说, 我们在爱子里面啊, 得蒙救赎。
In verse 14, in whom that we have redemption,
哎, 罪过得以赦免。
And we receive the forgiveness of our sins.
所以我们很放心。
Therefore, we have no worry.
是爱子, 主耶稣啊, 他, 神的爱子, 来救赎我们的。
We have the confidence because the beloved Son of God has saved us.
是他来赦免我们的。
That he has forgiven us.
所以我们可以放心到天父的面前去。
Therefore, we have the confidence one day we can come to the presence of God.
这是保罗的感谢。
And this is his thanksgiving.
然后呢, 接下来他就讲到爱子的奥秘了。
And in the following passage, he started discussing about the supremacy of Christ.
前面所讲这些都是哥罗西教会。 他们知道的。
In the first section is everything that the Church of Colossae they knew about it.
已经在福音的真理上听见的清楚的明白的。
Because they have heard and learned and understood in the truth.
那现在呢, 保罗要进一步告诉他们。
Now the step further, Apostle Paul shared with the mystery.
这个就要针对那些异端了。
And This section is targeting the heresy.
因为他们否定了耶稣基督。
Because in the heresy, they denied the supremacy of Jesus.
是神成为人来的。
They did not believe Jesus Christ was God in human form.
下面呢，他就要说明这个基督的奥秘。
Therefore, in the following passage, he start to talk about the mystery of Christ.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
说爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
In verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God.
保罗最喜欢用这句话。
Apostle Paul likes to use this phrase.
他说耶稣基督是神的像。
He said that Jesus Christ is the image of God.
用这句话就会让我们很容易明白。
Through this phrase, he helps us to understand.
为什么他这样说？
Why did he say so?
因为主耶稣说。
Because Jesus Christ also said the
same. 你们看见我就是看见父。
Jesus Christ said that when you see me, you see the Father.
那主耶稣他是肉身啊。
Of course, Jesus has the physical body.
那父没有肉身啊。
But God does not have the physical body.
可是呢，他是神在肉身的显现。
But Christ Jesus is the manifestation of God in human form.
所以用像来说明。那就很恰当。
That's why it was described as the image.
看不到的神。
The invisible God.
显出看得见的人。
Was revealed to so that man can see.
借着看得见的人来显明出来。
God revealed His essence through the human form.
这个就是像的意思。
This is what we mean by the image.
所以主耶稣说：“我所做的事不是我做的事。”住在我里面的父做他自己的事，就是显明了嘛。
That Christ Jesus once said that he did all the things not out of his own will, but according to the will of God who lives in him.
然后说他是首生的。
And here says he is the firstborn.
在一切被造的以先。
That he's the firstborn over all creation.
还没有创造天地万物之前，已经有基督了。
Jesus Christ came to be before the creation of the universe.
那是什么意思
？What does it mean？
因为基督就是救赎的意思。
Because the name Jesus Christ means salvation。
这个爱子是在父的怀里头的。
That the beloved son was found in the bosom of God。
就是天父的爱。
That he is the love of heavenly
father。天父的爱是什么
？Who what is his love？
我要救人。
His love is to save human being。
那个就是基督。
And that love is Christ Jesus.
天父的爱
is the love. Jesus is the love of God.
现在这个爱的计划要实施，
now this,
要显明出来。
Now this plan of love need to be implemented.
所以保罗说啊，基督啊，替我们死，将神的爱显明出来。
Apostle Paul said that Christ Jesus died for us to manifest God's love.
所以呢，神心中这个爱呢，来向我们显明，就借着耶稣基督来显明。
God showed His immense love to us through Jesus Christ.
说这个计划，这种爱啊，还没有创立世界以前，已经存在神的心中了。
And this love has existed in God's bosom since before the creation of the world.
已经计划好了。
That all has been planted.
然后开始，来执行这个计划，从创立世界开始。
Then begin from the creation of the world, the whole plan was executed.
到最后呢，救赎的工作完成之后，这些天地万物又没有了。
That at the end, when the whole plan of salvation complete, the world will no longer exist.
所以第十六节说
，Verse 16,
因为这个万有啊，都是靠他造的。
That for all things were created by him.
如果神没有基督这个计划，就不会创造这些东西。
If God did not have this plan of Christ Jesus, then he would not bother to create the universe.
所以说，太初有道，这个道与神同在。
Says that in the beginning there is the word is with God.
道就是神啊。
The word is God.
那么，所造的一切被造的都是借着他造。
And all things were created by him.
所以保罗在这里也是这样说明。
Therefore, Apostle Paul, he explained in the same way.
借着神的话来创造万有，就是神的道。
That all things were created according to His words.
无论天上的、地上的。
Whether it's in heaven or on earth.
能看见的、不能看见的。
Visible or invisible.
或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。
Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities.
这一概都是借着他造的。
all things were created by him.
好，又是为他造的。
And they were created for him.
可见呢，这些万物都互相效力，要来完成神救赎的工作。
From this we know that everything works for each other so that they can complete God's
work. 所以我们现在啊，从这个宇宙万物的万象的一个变化，还有世界上各样事情的一个变化，这个其实都跟救神要完成救恩呢有关联的。
Therefore, for the movement of all the universe, we can link to the plan of God's salvation.
我们从主耶稣对门徒说啊，世界的末了跟他再来的是前，会有什么事情发生，我们就会了解这个都。你看，整个宇宙其实都是配合这个神的救赎的。
That if we study the prophecy that Jesus Christ made to the apostle about the things that will happen before his second coming, then we will learn that the whole universe works according to God's salvation plan.
不然的话，耶稣也要去打那亚玛利亚人。
And when Joshua was commanded to fight with the
Amalekite,
and all the Gibeonites,
你看这太阳说不要下去啊。
And he prayed to God, then the sun stopped.
神就听了。
Then God listened to his prayer.
那个是旧约时代。
And that happened in the Old Testament.
今天就更强了。今天。
Today the power is even greater.
所以万事万物啊，会为了神的儿子来效力。
That everything will work for the Son of God.
我们不要忘记，这个是真的。
We should not forget about this because it is true.
所以我们今天要明白。
Today we must understand.
这个基督的奥美。
We must understand the mystery of Christ.
一切都是为了他。
Because everything were created for him.
再看下面说十七节。
Verse 17.
说他在万有之间呢，万有也靠他而立。
Verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
如果今天的基督的救赎已经完成了。
Today, if the plan of salvation is accomplished,
还不会，会不会有这个宇宙存在
？Would the universe remain exist？
没有啊，看不见。
It would not。
今天所有这个宇宙还存在
？Today the universe still exists。
因为救赎的工作还在进行。
Because the work of salvation continue to carry out。
好，第十八节。
Verse 18。
说他也是教会全体之首。
Verse 18， he is the head of the body.
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。
The church, he is the beginning and the firstborn.
要使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So that in everything he might have the supremacy.
所以今天呢，我们要懂得凡事顺服基督。
Today we must understand that in all things we must submit to Christ Jesus.
凡事要尊主为大。
In all things we must respect him and have him as a priority.
基督是教会的头。
Because Christ is the head of the church.
二十节。
Verse 20.
说既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了。
Verse 20. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood,shed on the cross.
这个就讲到主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
And this is about the accomplishment of his sacrifice on the cross.
就是要成就了这个和平。
This is to reconcile between God and man.
万物与神和好。
So that all things can once again be at peace with God.
除了魔鬼以外。
Of course, other than Satan.
都与神和好。
That everything else should reconcile with God.
二十一节说，你们从前与神隔绝的。
In verse 21, once you were alienated from God.
因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
And were enemy in your mind because of your evil behavior.
但如今呢，他就借着基督在肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好了。
Verse 22, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you.Holy in his sight,
都成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Without blemish and free from accusation,
而且是无可责备的。
That we are blemish in front of God,
把你们引到自己的面前。
That he will lead us to the front of him.
今天我们在基督里面很放心的，坦然无惧的进到天父的面前。
Therefore, today we can have the full assurance that we can come to him without any fear.
这是主耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的。
This is what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross.
那么阐明了这个基督的奥秘。
And he has manifest the mystery of Christ. Of Christ.
那接下来就是信心要坚固了。
And after that, we must strengthen our faith.
所以二十三节说，只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移。
Verse 23, if you continue in your faith, established and firm.
那就不至于被引动，失去这个福音的盼望。
Not moved from the hope held out in the gospel.
那这个福音就是你们所听过的，也是传你普天下万人听。
This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven.
那接下来说，我保罗就做了这个福音的执事。
And continue, it says that I, Paul, have become a servant.
保罗对哥林多教会讲说，神将这个奥秘事托付我们管理，他是奥秘事的管家。
That Apostle Paul also said that he was in trust with the mystery, that he becomes the steward of this mystery.
所以他要把这个福音的奥秘发明出来。
Therefore, he must reveal the mystery.
看二十四节，他怎么样来做这个福音的执事。
In verse 24 is the way that he worked as the servant of the mystery.
说我现在为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我的肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
In verse 24, now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I filled up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of the body, which is the church.
他为教会受苦。
He suffered for the church.
也为教会被下监。
And he was put in prison for the sake of the church.
但是他很高兴。
But he rejoiced.
因为这个是要成全神的旨意。
Because all these things happened to fulfill God's will.
为了基督的身体。
For the sake of the body of Christ.
基督的身体就是教会啊。
And the body is the church.
教会基督的身体要补满基督肉身上患难的缺欠。
So that he can fulfill the lack of in regards to the Christ, the lack of our Christ's affliction.
所以今天我们大家呢，都要与主同受苦，来补满这个缺欠。
Today we should all suffer like Christ, so that we can fill up the lack of His affliction.
因为保罗的职分呢比较特殊，所以他承受的那些苦也特别多。
And because Apostle Paul had a different commission, therefore he suffered much more than everyone else.
那他现在他这个职分呢，分散给我们每一个人。
Now he distributes his workload amongst every one of us.
所以我们每个人分担一点就好了。
That we only have to take a little portion of the entire load.
这样就很圆满了。
It becomes easy and it will be fulfilled.
这个是恩典，这个是福气。
This is a grace and a blessing.
与主同受苦，必与主同得荣耀。
That if we suffer with Christ, we shall be glorified with Christ.
二十五节啊
，verse 25。
他说：“我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事。”
In verse 25, I have become a servant by the commission God gave me to present to you.
现在他不但做福音的执事，他也是教会的执事。
Not only he was the servant of the gospel, but he was also the servant of the church.
那就是神为了教会所赐给他的职分。
And this is the commission that God gave to him because of the church.
要做教会的执事，执事就是仆人呢。
So that he must be the servant of the church.
那这个执事呢，是要把神的道理传得全备。
And it is his responsibility to preach God's words in its fullness.
所以他是借着教会，他要把这个道理传得全备。
Through the church, he must preach the gospel in its fullness.
那这个道理啊，就是历代历史所隐藏的奥秘。
And this gospel is the hidden mysteries throughout the generations.
就是基督的奥秘。
That is the mystery of Christ.
现在呢，向他的圣徒显明出来了。
Now this mystery has been revealed to the saints.
是借着圣灵来显明的。
That it was revealed through the Holy Spirit.
所以二十七节说，神愿意叫他们知道这个奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Verse 7, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery.
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们心里。
That Christ lives in us.
就是圣灵在我们心里。
That is the Holy Spirit.
这个是我们荣耀的盼望。
And it is the hope of glory.
所以你要认识这个圣灵。
Therefore, we must understand Holy Spirit.
圣灵在里头，基督在你荣耀的盼望。
That only when we have the Holy Spirit in us, we have the glorious hope.
像以弗所书呢，这个是印记，又是凭据。
That as recorded in the book of Ephesians, that it is an evidence and a proof.
在加拉太书啊，保罗说，今天我们因信耶稣基督啊，就得到神向亚伯拉罕所应许的福气。
In the book of Galatians, it says that because we believe in Jesus, we receive the same promise as God made to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕没有得到就回家了。
Abraham did not receive the promise before he went back to heaven.
今天我们得到了。
But today we received the promise.
得到所应许的圣灵。
That we have received the promised Holy Spirit.
我们要知道，这个是一个荣耀的盼望。
Then we have to understand that this is a hope of glory.
那保罗就为这个事情啊，尽心竭力。
And because of this, Apostle Paul strive and putting so much effort.
所以二十八节他说
，In verse 28,
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人、教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神的面前。
In verse 28, we proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom.
今天呢，教会要传扬主耶稣。
Today, the church must preach Jesus Christ.
传扬这个福音的奥秘。
Must preach the mystery of Christ.
要用诸般的智慧。
That we must preach with all wisdom.
这个诸般的智慧就是属灵的神的智慧。
And this wisdom is the spiritual wisdom that belongs to God.
地上的智慧啊，这个是很有限的。
The wisdom in this world is limited.
属灵的智慧才叫做诸般的智慧。
But only the spiritual wisdom is called all the wisdom.
所谓诸般就是无限的。
Because it is unlimited.
什么样的智慧都有。
That it contains all different type of wisdom.
那这种智慧呢，会让我们像保罗所说的，我像什么样的人？就做什么样的人。
And if we possess such a wisdom, we can be like Apostle Paul to be like the person that we preach to.
所以懂得怎么样去劝诫个人，怎么样去教导个人。
We will know the right way, the proper way to encourage and to teach.
我们都需要这样的智慧。
We all need such a wisdom.
我们才能把这个福音传出来。
So that we can preach the gospel in its fullness.
然后呢，把每一个人在耶稣基督里面完完全全把他带到天父的面前。
So that in Christ we can present everyone to God completely and perfectly.
这就是今天我们传福音的工作。
Today this is our work to preach the gospel.
不是说把他带来信主就好了。
Just bring someone to church is not good enough.
要完完全全带到天父的面前。
That we must bring them to the Heavenly Father perfectly.
所以受洗了之后还要去牧养照顾人。
That after they receive baptism, we need to spend time and effort to pastor.
让他在基督里面完完全全。
So that they can be complete in Christ.
可以奉献给神。
That we can present them to God in complete.
那保罗说啊，我也为此劳苦。
And Apostle Paul said that I labor for this reason.
照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
That I struggle with all his energy, which do powerful work within me.
所以今天我们只要按照神给我们的恩赐。
Today, if we work according to the talent that we receive,
他在我里面运用的大能就是神给他的恩赐。
That the power that God bestowed in our heart,
尽我们的所领受的恩赐。
That we fully utilize all the gift that we receive,
要尽心。
Through our heart,
要尽力。
And try our best.
我们只要这样就可以了。
This is what is required of us.
所以说今天呢，我们要先了解。神给我们的恩赐。
Today we must first understand the talents that we receive.
你按照这个恩赐，尽心尽力，来服侍神。
Then we must give God our best according to the gift that we receive.
来做我们神要我们做的工作。
To complete the task that God entrusts to us.
其实这个都是容易的。
This is very simple.
并没有困难。
It is not that hard.
所以保罗说。
Therefore, Apostle Paul also said,
我靠那加给我力量，凡事都能行。
He said that, through the power that was bestowed upon me, I can do all things.
那我们就知道，没有困难的事情。
Now from this, we understand that nothing is too hard.
只是呢，我们要劳苦。
But we must labor.
为主劳苦。
We must labor for the sake of gospel.
我们甘愿为主劳苦。
We must be more than willing to labor for Christ.
只要有这种心智。
If we have such a mentality.
神的运用的大能就是他给我们的恩赐就会在我们身上显明出来。
Then the mighty power of God will move through us.
这样的话我们就可以完成神所托付给我们的这个福音的使命。
By doing so, we will have the strength to complete the entrustment that God entrusts to us.
就会让基督的身体，教会能够彰显神的荣耀。
Then the body of Christ, which is the church, can manifest God's glory.
感谢神，我们晚上就学习到这里。
Thank God, we shall conclude our evening study.
我们一起来唱诗。